Fiona Kelly is here now with her first look at this morning's papers.
More elderly and children than ever are now homeless. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail. Reporting on the latest homeless figures that were released yesterday, the paper highlights how the number of homeless children has grown by just under a quarter in the space of a year to 4,170. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Times is focusing on the drop in the number of Ukrainian refugees arriving into the country. Circa Pollock reports that an average of 25 Ukrainians seeking temporary protection arrived in Ireland every day last month, compared to 70 in December. There are more statistics on the front of the Irish Examiner. Cormac O'Keefe reports that with the number of inmates in Irish prisons heading towards a record 5,000, while the system is only geared to accommodate 4,500, prison officers are describing how tension in packed prisons is already through the roof. Measures to deal with overcrowding in University Hospital Limerick generates the lead story in the Irish Independent. According to Jimmy Wolfe, GPs are being drafted in to screen patients arriving at the emergency department and to treat those with low-level medical conditions. Too many lost young smiles, that's the headline in front of the Irish Daily Star, which in common with the Irish Daily Mirror leads with the statistic that almost a third of the 47 people who have died on our roads since the beginning of the year have been under the age of 25. The Irish News leads with the line that tenders for the redevelopment of Casement Park are expected to go out within days. And for its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph runs with an interview with Billy Dixon, a motivational speaker and image consultant who withdrew from an International Women's Day event in Northern Ireland after his billing as key speaker was heavily criticised online. Mr Dixon remarks that he was particularly disappointed at the response of Justice Minister Naomi Long, who retweeted a council tweet publicising the event with the word mortifying and two emojis, one grimacing and the other blushing. A number of today's papers give coverage to the amount of illegal medicine seized in this country last year. Just under 875,000 dosage units or medicines were seized, and almost 2,500 online sales sites were amended or shut down. Many of the products are categorised as body image medicines, such as steroids to boost muscle growth, Botox for wrinkles, and a tanning agent, which users consume by sniffing. Erica Cody is pictured on the front of the Examiner, talking about how she's supporting the upcoming Darkness into Light event as a result of her own mental health struggles during the pandemic. Dublin actress Louisa Harland, who played Orla in Derry Girls, is pictured on the front of the Mail, dressed in red breeches and a tricorn hat, which she'll be wearing in her new role in a big-budget Disney series called Renegade Nell. And finally, following yesterday's revelation that Roy Keane met with the FAI on three occasions to discuss the Republic of Ireland soccer manager job, the Irish Sun speculates on its front page this morning that the salary of €700,000 wasn't enough to entice the 52-year-old Cork man who in his current job as a pundit for Sky Sports and ITV reputedly earns about €3 million a year.
Fiona, thank you.